What to expect when you meet a locksmith? First of all, it is normal and happens a lot that locks get stuck or do not work, or if you get stuck outside the car. For a lot of people, it happens every day, so there's no need to stress. Everywhere there will always be locks that are at your service. If you have lost your keys, need a locksmith because of a break-in, or have locked yourself out, you should be prepared for the costs that come with these services. The price will depend on the type of service needed and the distance that the locksmith has to travel to get to your location. The average cost for a locksmith is between $60 to $120. Locksmiths are usually needed when you need to get in your home, car, or office. The most common reason for a locksmith visit is to unlock the door if you've lost your keys. They will also be able to help you if you have a broken lock or need a new one installed. When you call a locksmith, you should expect that they will come to your location, assess the situation, and then provide you with an estimate. They will then work to help you get into your home or car as quickly as possible. A locksmith is not going to charge you until they have done the work needed. Once they have done the work, then they are entitled to be paid. So don't worry about that. Locksmiths are not going to charge you until they have finished the work. Once they have finished the work, then they are entitled to be paid. There are many different types of locksmiths that can be called for any given situation. Some specialize in residential locksmith services, while others specialize in commercial or automotive service. A residential locksmith is someone who helps people with their locks and keys, but does not typically have the equipment or expertise to work on other types of machinery or buildings. They often answer calls from homeowners in need of repairs for broken keys, jammed doors, or locked out of a house. It usually starts in the following steps: submitting a locksmith service request. In order to hire a locksmith, it is important to understand their working hours and availability. The best way to find out about these things is by contacting a few of them and asking about their rates and prices. Usually, the more professionals are those who work 24 hours, 7 days a week. When you need a locksmith, it can be difficult to find one that is reliable and professional. Locksmiths are constantly busy with jobs, so it can be hard to get an appointment. The best way to find a reputable locksmith is by contacting a locksmith service provider in your area. You can look for the best service providers in your area by using the local Yellow Pages or by going online and searching for them on Google. A locksmith will come out to your location and assess the situation so they know what kind of tools they need. They will then work on opening your lock or repairing it if that's what is needed. A good locksmith will be able to give you a price before starting the job, so you know how much it will cost before anything begins. You should be wary of locksmiths asking for too low price. It may affect the quality of work and services. A good locksmith should be able to give you an accurate price without having to do the job and find out it will cost more than it quoted. You should also watch out for a locksmith who tries to charge you an arm and leg in the beginning and then tries to negotiate a lower price at the end, or one who tries to charge you more than he quoted before you've even started the job. The locksmith is on his way to you. Usually in serious locksmith companies, you call the first secretary in charge of the company manager. They are the ones who will give you the, quote, ask you basic questions in connection with the problem that needs to be solved, and they will send you the locksmith closest to you in the field. If it is an emergency, most locksmiths will come to you faster for fast and quality services. A locksmith will contact you. The locksmith will usually contact you in the next few hours to ascertain your location and where the problem should be resolved. The locksmith will ask you questions in order to organize the exact tools for your specific problem. A locksmith will be able to identify the type of lock and then use their skills and tools to open it. If they can't open the lock, they may ask you for more information about it or offer other services like installing new locks or changing your keys if you're locked out of your home. A professional locksmith will always ask for your ID card in order to avoid criminal problems. This is a very important part, and it is okay for the locksmith to ask to see your ID card. Status assessment. When the locksmith arrives, the locksmith performs a situation assessment, examining the problem from every possible angle. Usually, if he can fix the problem, he will fix it and the price will be cheaper. Sometimes, there are problems that require new locks or reprogramming. When it cannot be repaired because it is too old, wear, or broken software, the locksmith will offer to replace the locks and new equipment. The customer always has the free will to decide whether to accept the job or not. The locksmith will offer a quote dependent on the problem, will present the problem to the customer, and the customer will decide whether to accept the offer or not. If the customer is not interested in a quote, the locksmith will not charge any additional money other than the minimum arrival fee. Usually, to save time and money in the future, it is better to invest in a quality locksmith who will solve your problem in the long run that will provide you with a quality and proper lock for years to come. Time to locksmithing. Once the customer has agreed to a quote, the locksmith will start working. A professional locksmith will always give a situation assessment of how long the work will take. The locksmith will always try to repair in the fastest and safest way without damaging the object unless necessary. Most jobs will take a few minutes to an hour or two, but there are sometimes jobs that take a long time and even days to complete if the job is very complex and complicated. A quality locksmith will always try to do the job on the best side and, first of all, repair only if it is necessary the need to replace with new locks. Payment. Only when the locksmith has finished his work and you feel satisfied with the work is it time to pay the locksmith for his work and hassle. A locksmith in an organized company will always have the option to pay by credit card or cash, and even additional options, depending on the customer's conveniences. Sometimes, if the customer is very satisfied with the job, he can leave the locksmith a little tip or write a positive comment on the business page on Google. Finish. Now that you know how the process of ordering a locksmith is done, do your research yourself. It is very important to read the reviews on the locksmith. What other customers say about it, get a quote from some locksmiths, and choose the best one for you. Instamobile Locksmith provides extensive locksmith services throughout Meta County based in Grand Junction, Colorado. The business in the field of locksmithing has been over 7 years of professionalism, experience, and seriousness. For a free quote, you can call 977,737,252. A representative from the company will be happy to be at your service. So what have we had so far? 1. Submitting a locksmith service request. 2. The locksmith is on his way to you. 3. A locksmith will contact you. 4. Status assessment. 5. Time to locksmithing. 6. Payment. 7. Finished.